Lorene Gilbert, President, WealthWise Financial, with another WealthWise moment. Today's topic is, who needs to consider disability insurance? When people think about insurance coverages, they most often think about life insurance first. However, the stats tell us that you're much more likely to have a disability incident than die before age 67. According to the Council for Disability Awareness, more than one in four 20-year-olds will experience a disability for 90 days or more before reaching age 67. So when you think about mitigating risk, disability insurance should be top of mind. The question you should ask yourself is, what would I do if I couldn't work? If you are dependent upon a paycheck, then you probably need disability insurance. There are two types of policies you can buy, short-term and long-term disability. Short-term pays out usually up to 1 year, and long-term pays out till age 65 to 67. The idea behind long-term disability is to pay out a benefit up until you qualify for normal Social Security payments. When looking at how to buy disability insurance, consider the following. State coverage. If you live in California, New York, New Jersey, Hawaii, or Rhode Island, your state offers short-term coverage through your employer. However, you will still need to look at long-term disability coverage. Next, ask your employer if they offer disability insurance as an employer-sponsored plan. Usually, these are voluntary benefits for which you pay out of pocket. If your employer does not offer a plan, look to an association to which you belong to see if you can get disability coverage. Professional organizations in your field of work may offer a group plan option. In addition, ask a financial advisor to look into an individual disability insurance policy on your behalf. When comparing disability policies, be cognizant that some policies are based on your own occupation and others are based on any occupation. Make sure you look at own occupation policies. For example, if you're an attorney and you buy an own occupation policy, if you can no longer practice law because of a disability, you would be paid out. If you had chosen any occupation, the insurance company will not pay you out if you can still work at Starbucks. As long as you pay for your own policy with after-tax dollars, the amount you receive from a disability policy is tax-free. This is why most policies look to replace 65 to 70% of your earnings. The hardest disability policies to secure are those of the self-employed. The reason is that all disability policies are based upon income on a tax return. If you're thinking of starting a business but you're still employed as a W-2 employee, get a policy that is portable. In other words, you qualify for the coverage while you have W-2 income, and then you can take it with you when you leave. So as you plan for your financial security, make sure to consider a disability insurance policy. This is Lorene Gilbert. For more information, WealthWiseFinancial.com or 949-748-1177.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.